we had some issues with sourcing our day-old meat chickens that we were growing out for sale. They came from Queensland on a flight with Virgin, and when Virgin closed down, we were no longer able to get our chickens. And that kind of forced us to stop and take a break. So we had a bit of a holiday up on the mainland in the middle of COVID, kind of bunkered down on the north coast of New South Wales.
But you couldn't get your chicks, you couldn't grow your chickens. I suppose all restaurants had closed as well.
Yeah, restaurants, that was a major issue we had. It was Sunday night, we heard through the grapevine that restaurants would be shut down on Monday. Monday, restaurants were shut down. Thursday, we had chicken processing and would have been 150 to 200 chickens to sell that weren't going to be going through those restaurants.
What did you do with those chickens at that point?
We processed them. Chickens grow quickly, so we can't keep them on farm to be processed next batch. They had to be processed that Thursday. Another 3 weeks, they would have been too big for us to sell. We would have been looking at dressed chicken of 3 kilos rather than a 1.6 kilo chicken. But we had to find a way of selling those 200 chickens, not to chefs and not through our retail outlets, because they'd already had their orders filled. So we had to put together an online store and find people to buy a chicken.
Wow, and you did that in 2 days. How did it go?
It went really well. We ended up butchering a few chickens to increase the diversity of product people could buy. That went well. We sold every chicken that we had. I think we might have oversold some. we also offered customers the option to donate a chicken to a hospital worker. So we had a few, must have been 20 or 30 chickens were donated just by customers to people who'd just lost their jobs, you know, that week around Hobart.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Yeah, we've had tremendous support from a lot of the restaurants and front of house and back of house staff over the 3 years that we've been doing this. So we thought these people that have been supporting us over the years now in a bit of a difficult situation. So what can we do to repay that a bit?
So did you end up selling all of your chickens that you had on the farm?
So we had another 2 batches on farm when we had those issues with restaurants and flights for the day old chicks. We ended up processing them. The sales are a bit harder for the subsequent batches, but in the end we managed to sell all the chickens.
Wow. It must have been a very stressful period.
It was quite stressful, not really knowing which direction we would end up going in, having heard that news and the whole situation at the time.
The news that the restaurants were closed, everyone was in lockdown, your market's gone.
All of that.
Unable to get your chicks to grow the chickens, so both ends pretty much closed.
Yeah. Distribution on both ends was non-existent.
There was nothing more to do but just stop and have a break.
Yeah, yep, we were forced to stop, and I think that's been great. I think we were both quite tired. We were both very driven, so we weren't prepared to stop. We'd been, you know, the business was going really well. We didn't have a need to stop, but I think it's been quite good to put some things into perspective.
So you went and had a holiday on the New South Wales coast. This was before all the borders closed down. And that made you, you know, stop and think, because you're still only very early 20s.
At 22, you don't really imagine yourself full-time working on a farm with this small business. And when we got into it, it was a hobby, it was something new to do, and over the few years we've kind of forgotten everything else that we were enjoying before farming. And it was just nice to stop and kind of realize that on the farm we didn't have time to read, we didn't make time to read, we didn't have the energy to read books or, you know, go for a walk or take our bikes out for a ride.
You had no choice, as you said, you were sort of forced out of business, but to get back into business, that would have been an option?
We could have gotten back into business, definitely. It would have been a bit of a large investment to get back up and running and to sort out a few bits of infrastructure.
One of the difficulties of running your small chicken business was that you were going up to La Trobe every 3 weeks to help with the slaughter of the chickens.
Yeah, long term that definitely is questionable. I don't think it's overly sustainable for someone to be doing that much work every 3 weeks, 18-hour days every 3 weeks, followed by a few 12-hour days of deliveries. Not having the security of the market to be able to sell necessarily all the chickens that we need to sell, as well as kind of realizing that our work-life balance wasn't necessarily there, which two of many different contributing factors.
But you look at it now, you're both sort of looking or got casual work and thinking about your futures. It sounds like your time in business in agriculture has given you some inspiration.
Yeah, it definitely has. We've really enjoyed the time farming and producing. I don't think we'll necessarily leave it. I think we're looking at other ways to get involved in food production, the food industry. It's massive. It's not just farming, it's distribution and serving it up to customers. I'm thinking about winemaking.
And Samara's thinking about agriculture?
Yes, she is.
Well, we should see you somewhere in agriculture in the future by the sounds of it.
Yeah, definitely.
But maybe with a little bit of time to read books, go for bike rides and walks.
Yeah, exactly. A bit more work-life balance.